From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign.
A dor igualmente.
But Ms. Rousseff is vowing to fight back. Flanked by weeping cabinet ministers, she used what may have been her last presidential palace speech to insist she did nothing wrong and to assert her belief the impeachment is a coup attempt. Turkish officials say a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's Sancaktepe neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. United Nations economists are predicting world economic growth will be sluggish this year. In a new report on the global economic situation and its future, the experts say weak economic growth is likely to linger. They say lower oil prices, severe weather effects from El Niño, and political instability have all contributed to 2016's below-average showing. The European Parliament on Thursday strongly condemned last month's decision by Crimea's Russian-backed authorities to ban the Crimean Tatars' representative body. A resolution passed by the European legislature called the Crimean Supreme Court's April 26th decision to ban the body systemic and targeted persecution. The European Parliament's resolution also reiterated its severe condemnation of Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and full commitment to the sovereignty, unity, and integrity of Ukraine. This is VOA News.